Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad Blessed and Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Roundtable. I am also Apostle Dana with Faith Bureau of Investigations International Ministries. This has been a trying week for me as I've been trying to get here and give you some spiritual insights and some updates. I am not consistent on this channel, on this podcast. I'm not. And the reason being, I've explained before, is this is the ministry podcast where things are released the way God allows them to be released and are shared the way God allows them to be shared. So for me, when I look at everything that needs to be done spiritually, I share it the way God says, and I'm not always here. And I apologize for those of you that are always looking for something, especially from the Bad brand when it comes down to spirituality. I thank you. I do thank you all for your patience, for listening, for following, but I need you to do something more from this point forward. Please share. Please share. There's a lot happening, so I just need you to share. So, recently it's been said to me, or it's been released to me, that office number two, and those of you that know, office number two is rideshare for me. I have my own business and I do rideshare. Office number two is not going to be any longer. And I've kind of been talking to God and asking God, well, when is that going to be? What do I need to do to prepare? Because I believe if rideshare is going to go away, I'm either going to get a personal vehicle for myself or my travels are going to start. With everything that's going on right now with Russia and Ukraine, everything as far as COVID and its variants, everything as far as travel, period, I'm looking at this like, God, you're going to show up mightily some kind of way. But here's the thing that I want to share with you, and I'm kind of going to work my way backwards a little with these podcasts that I'm sharing, or that I'll be producing over the next couple of days. I know rideshare is going to end soon. It's going to end probably by April. And the reason being is because this week I've had three things happen that I've never had happen since I've been driving for rideshare for 2 years. I have an anniversary coming up March 16th, I believe. March 15th or 16th. I had someone, I really believe the person died twice in my car, but they had done some drugs or whatnot before they got in my car, and they were ODing, if that's how you say it. That happened Sunday. Yesterday, I had two teenagers in my car, and the young man says, hey, you can go this way, turn right here, and it's faster to get to our house. And when I turned, it's the park. I'm not driving through a park with two young teenagers in my car after my friend's wife was carjacked by a lovely young man she had a great conversation with. And then today, I had a gentleman get in the car with open liquor. Mind you, there was a top on the liquor, but because it had been open and drunken out of, that's an open liquor bottle that I could get a ticket for if I was pulled over for speeding or anything like that. I become responsible for whatever is in the car. No way. I'm telling him, no, that's not happening. Same thing in the park. I'm not driving down no park with two young teenagers. Not happening. Called law enforcement for the person ODing. I'm sharing all of this with you to say, I know Office number 2 is ending because of that and those things that basically happened all in the same week. I know that Office number 2's income has increased mightily over the past 4 months actually, and or 3.5 months nonetheless. We don't have to get all the specifics. It has increased since I left Office number 3, which was the tax office. So knowing that Office number 2 is about to be eliminated, I'm asking God, well, what are you replacing this with? And how do I plan this out properly for the rest of my days? I know that my business income must increase. I know that my life as a business and lifestyle counselor has to be more in the faces of other people. But then you bring me to today, audience. I need y'all to catch this. You bring me to this day. Today is Friday. It is almost 8:00 Central Standard Time. My Sabbath has technically started and should go to the same time tomorrow. But I have a few things that I have to get done because I can only do them on a Saturday. And blah, blah, blah. So I'm feeling like I need this rest. Like I shouldn't move out of my bed all day tomorrow, no matter what. But I know I have these things I need to do. And I'm asking God these questions all week long. How is this going to pan out? What am I going to have my own vehicle? What are you doing? What are you bringing to the forefront for me? Help me understand. And it's not so much that I'm saying, and I pray I'm not, but I'm not trying to say no. What I'm saying is, if you're preparing for me to eliminate this, then I know you have a replacement. But can I get an idea of what that is? Why does that matter to all of you? Because we always talk about visions and dreams. Because God has always shown and continues to show in an increasing amount me being in places helping people set up or break down when and where they are, what they're doing, why they're doing it, and who are the key players. So in everything that I know, I think the answers are already there. I'm sharing this with you because somebody else is probably going through the same thing, but maybe you haven't had the visions and the dreams. Maybe something hasn't spoken to you, so you're wondering. Let me tell you how easy it is. Let me tell you how easy it is to get lost in trying to get the answers. In 2015, when the Lord told me sometime in April, March or April, start to sell your items, start to give your furniture and stuff away. And I started it a little bit in May and not enough. And I asked God, well, where am I going and what am I doing and blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to have furniture to lean on or sit on or, you know, sleep on if I give it away. And the grandkids are here sometimes and they need something to let, you know. In 2015, I had all this doubt and all these different excuses as to why I wasn't selling my items or giving things away. And then I ended up evicted. Financially, things were a struggle, but not to the point where God wouldn't have answered at all. So, because I didn't do what I needed to do, just say yes and start the process. God couldn't meet me anywhere because I wasn't moving in the direction he needed me to go in order for him to meet me. It's the same thing with what's going on now. There's things that are happening. So God is basically, he's not even, you know, he's not even letting me stand still. He's pushing me in the direction of, I know you're going to say yes. I just need you to let go and be okay. Be okay with what I'm saying. Be okay with what I'm doing. Be okay by learning the lessons. So the things that have happened over time and the explanations that I have been trying to give to myself and the excuses that I gave myself all last year while I worked in office number 3, while my business suffered, I learned that if you don't say or give God a for sure, sincere yes, he may be talking to you, but he will be talking to you from the place where he wants you to end up, which means you might not be able to hear him because he's that far away. Now, mind you, I'm just using this as an analogy. I'm not saying that God is so far away that you won't hear him. What I'm saying is that he's still speaking to you, but because your focus is on something else, you can't hear him. He's at the place where he needs you to end up, but you have to say yes in the place that you're in now. And in order to say yes, you might have to go back and read over the journals, read over the record or listen to the recordings that you did when you had those visions and those dreams in times past and see if there's something that you missed, because God isn't going to repeat the message, but he is going to pull you to where he needs you to be, right next to him. So I've had these signs that office number 2 was ending. And I'm looking at these three signs all week. I need nothing more than to know that office number 2 is ending. And that I just need to say yes. Okay, Lord, we're good. It's ending. How do you want me to break this down? How do you want me to prepare? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Because office number 2 is about to be eliminated. The Bible says that the sheep know his voice. I know God's voice. I've said yes, and I've asked for further instructions because now I'm ready. And not now I'm ready, because I've been ready, but now it's, you know what? Whatever. Let's go. Let's run with this. I want you to do the same. If I've encouraged you in anything when it comes down to visions and dreams, I want you to do the same. I want you to go back. I want you to sit. Now, don't even go back. Just sit and listen and say to yourself, say to God, Lord, have you been speaking to me and I haven't paid attention? Show me a sign. And if he shows you a sign and he's waiting on your yes, please don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. Do what you got to do. Because we are running out of time and we do not have time to play games with God and nothing that he has told us to do. So as I sit here, and it is officially, let's give it one hot second, but it's just about 8:00. There, it's officially 8:00 Central Standard Time on March 4th. I'm saying, yes, Lord. I'm ready to transition into whatever you need me to transition into. However we have to break this down, just send me the instructions. I'm ready. That is how you act on the visions and dreams that God has sent you. I pray this blesses you and helps you to move forward in everything God has given you. God bless.